A recent Farm Bill Summit panel discussed how to help bring the next generation back to the farm, and one of the key speakers was Ryan Quarries, the Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
Access to capital for new and beginning farmers has to be a priority. Financial instruments that are available through FSA, and I think FSA needs to play a greater role when it does come to succession planning. A recent statistic that I saw is only about a third of U.S. farmers have a succession plan in place. A lot of land. We're about to enter into a 20-year period. It's going to have the greatest land transfer in our generation. There's a lot of people wanting the farm that don't own it, and there's a lot of people coming into agriculture. There's so much of a renaissance type of attitude with some young millennials who want to get into agriculture but did not grow up on a farm, and so they're trying to get into a creative land leases that may be, you know, multi-year with an option to buy after 10. There needs to be that sort of support from our policymakers. In Kentucky, we recognize a lack of capital for beginning farmers, so we actually took part of our tobacco settlement money and placed it into what's called now the Kentucky Agricultural Finance Corporation. And we actually have a $60 million bank that is run through the Department of Agriculture, the chair, and half of our loan portfolio is dedicated solely to beginning farmers. These young people may be working with their traditional ag lenders, and they can leverage up to a $250,000 loan at a 2% interest rate through us, and we have a very low default rate.
So creative thinking brings youth back to farming.
David Sparks,
AgInfo.net.